This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Second date update.
A guy named Chris wrote us saying he's made a rule to never ask a woman out ever again.
Really?
Wow.
Wait, is it after whatever happened that he's on the phone with us for, or before?
Well, I'm just reading this from his email, but okay. Chris explained he learned a new strategy from a video that he saw.
Uh-oh.
Where if you're a guy and you say, hey, would you like to go out to dinner with me on Saturday night?
Yeah.
You're already putting yourself at a disadvantage right there.
Why?
Because in the woman's mind, she is thinking, if I say yes, then I'm doing him a favor.
Oh.
And he's going to end up having a great night because of me.
Wait, she's not thinking, wow, I'm really excited he asked
me. And get
me
a free meal?
No.
Yeah, she's thinking free meal.
She's thinking.
Sorry, I was being more nice,
we're going
nice,
beyond
Alexis.
The meal. She's thinking, if I say yes, then I'm giving him the gift of spending time with me. If I say no, then this loser has nothing going on in his life.
He is
going to spend the entire evening all alone in his apartment watching Netflix and eating old pizza.
I don't know
right.
I don't think that's how women think.
Even if that's not true, that's what he says. That's what a lot of women think. So instead, he uses a different strategy that makes him look really, really good when he asks people out.
All right.
I want to know what it is.
I love when men say what women think. It's so cute. Okay, continue. Yeah.
Well, let's talk to Chris about this and see what it's all about. Chris, how you doing, man?
Hey, good, man. How are you?
Hey.
I'm very curious to learn what this strategy is. So,
wait, is this strategy something you came up with, or is this also from the video that Jeff referenced?
No, I learned this on an Instagram video, but I am telling you it works 90% of the time. It's a fantastic little trick here.
Okay.
All right.
So you don't ask a woman, hey, do you want to go out to dinner with me? What do you do instead?
See, what you got to do is you got to tell them that you're already doing something, and then you invite them to come along with you.
Okay. So, you're going to dinner by yourself. I mean,
that's what? Not funny,
really
Brooke.
Funny.
That is not funny. I think you have a lot of friends, and I'm sure you have a very active social life, Chris.
But what if you don't have plans already?
Well, yeah, so you got to plan out your night a little bit, right? You got to put a little thought into this.
Okay, that's a positive.
Yeah, you tell you got the night planned. You're going out to dinner. You're going to go do X, Y, Z. Now she's got a little bit of FOMO. She's got a little bit of that fear of missing out on some action.
I see what you're saying. You're saying you're trying to put the idea into the girl's head that you have a life outside of her.
Yeah.
That she's not the only thing that's happening, and her answer isn't going to change you.
But if she's lucky, you can squeeze her in.
Right.
So who did this work on that you went out with?
Yeah, so this worked on Gina, girl I met online. Met her on one of the apps. Very funny.
Okay.
Her and I were talking. Both had a sense of humor.
That's sweet. What was your proposal? What did you already have planned that she could join you for?
So I invited her to this place that was opening that was serving some amazing seafood.
Oh, okay.
You're like, I'm going to check out this new seafood place. You want to come with?
Yeah, but I said, listen, we have a half an hour. Like, you got to get ready now, you know? So I put a little bit of urgency.
Oh, my God.
Love I don't think it. I could pick out an outfit in that
time. That's true. Maybe a girl, one of your bros, though. I'd be like, yeah, dog, let's go get some food.
I mean, I feel like I would say yes just because of the pressure. Like, oh, my God.
No matter what you're wearing,
I don't have time to decide.
Okay, you created urgency there. That's a good thing. So she was up for it?
She was up for it.
Huh?
So I pick her up. She looked good. I looked good.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And I told her, I said, listen, I'll drive. Get in the car. I'll drive us there. And when we were almost there.
Yeah, I like it. Keep going.
I said, listen, put on this blindfold.
What?
Because where we're going, it's going to be a surprise, and I want to surprise you.
Okay, super romantic if this has been your girlfriend for 2 years. But a first date?
You've never met her before?
Hold on. Let's not judge until we hear where this goes.
So she puts the blindfold on.
Okay.
Can't tell if she's dumb or just trusting. Maybe both.
We get there. I take the blindfold off, and she sees a fillet of fish from McDonald's right in front of her.
What?
What?
No, bro,
what?
Wait. You said fresh food.
Why?
I thought you were taking her to seafood.
Hey, it was seafood, right? It was technically fish.
This whole thing was a prank that you were playing on her, telling her she's going to have this nice meal, and you really took her to a fast food place and gave her a fish sandwich.
You made her rush, feel like she's getting kidnapped.
What did she say when she saw that fillet of fish?
So she takes the blindfold off, and she's looking at this fillet of fish, and I just see this look of confusion over her face. She went through every emotion. She was, like, pissed off for a second.
Oh.
But at the end of it, she just started to laugh.
Good.
Wow.
She took it the right way.
Either that or she's laughing like, oh, my God, of course this is my dating life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like you're on the verge of tears laughing.
Yeah. Yeah.
After the joke is over, were you able to establish a romantic bond with her?
Yeah, no, don't forget, I'm dressed up, too. So it was funny. You know,
good.
The whole thing was funny.
It's not just at her expense.
Wow. Yeah. I'm just still processing it all.
I like
you
how the guys are like, that's cute, good effort. And the girls are like, yikes.
So how did the date end?
It was good, right? So we had a great time. I dropped her off at her place, and she even admitted that that was funny.
Good.
Okay. So what's happened since then?
So 4 or 5 days ago, she invites me over to come to her place and hang out.
Oh. During the nighttime or the daytime?
I don't think she's going to say, come over at 9 a.m., Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Well,
unless she's got, like, I don't know, a sink to unclog or
quick,
something.
Quick, egg McMuffins, get over here.
I thought it's a valid question. The timing's important.
Breakfast stops at 10.
That's a good sign that she wants you over at any time of the day,
there
I guess.
I mean, she obviously likes you if she's inviting you over.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought. So I go to her house, I knock on her door, and she doesn't answer.
Oh.
What?
Maybe it's another prank. You guys are just the prank couple.
That would feel good to get him back.
Actually, it would. Or you could hear her laughing on the other end.
If it was really late at night, maybe she fell asleep before he arrived.
Oh, that's happened.
Or if it was early in the morning, maybe she wasn't up yet.
See, this is why the time question was so important. Yeah. I guess we're never going to know what time of day it was.
What'd you do? Did you hit snooze, buddy?
We're never going to know. We're out of time for the first part because now we got to go. And we're going to come back and try and get you a second date update and maybe get some clarity on what time it was.
That's all
right after this. Second date update. Pranking your date on your very first meetup is either the move of a very confident man or a very foolish one.
Sometimes those are the same thing.
We're just trying to figure out which one of those categories our listener Chris falls into, because he convinced his date Gina to dress up really, really nice to go out and eat some seafood.
Yeah, and she only had a half an hour to get ready.
Now, technically, he wasn't lying because he did treat her to seafood. A fillet of fish sandwich at a McDonald's.
Which I will say it's my best friend's favorite. If a man took her to get a fillet of fish, honest to God.
She'd be like, marry me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, I'm divorcing my husband to marry you.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's
wow.
Brooke's friend's love language.
Yeah,
who knows
it really
if it's
is.
Gina's. But they were able to laugh about it afterwards, after the prank was over.
Yeah.
And they've been in contact since then.
Yeah, she even invited him over.
So a lot of good signs. The only problem is it's not resulting in a date yet.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be our job to step in.
God, that's crazy that she didn't answer the door. You're just standing there.
I know. That sounds rude, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe he got the wrong door. We don't know.
Oh. I didn't think of that.
Maybe it was a big apartment complex, and she just texted the apartment, like, building, not the specific room.
No, it definitely wasn't the wrong door because it was the same door that I picked her up in.
Yeah. Yeah, see, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part.
Got you.
All right. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm a dummy, so let's just end this part and get to the part where we call her and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a little lost here because I'm knocking at the door. She didn't answer, and, you know. Okay. I don't know what's going on here.
You are being really understanding, which is nice.
I mean, she invited you over for sure. Like, there wasn't, like, you know, there was no miscommunication in text.
How do you miscommunicate that?
I don't know. Like, you know, you want to kick it sometime? And he's like, on my way.
Yeah, no, this was very clear. Okay. She invited me over point blank.
Okay, well, let's just point blank ask her why she's not going out with you. I'm dialing her number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Gina?
Yeah, this is she.
Are you sure you're Gina?
Jeff,
no, took a second.
She knows she's Gina. She doesn't know who you are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, you're the weird one in this situation.
I'm Jeff from a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hi,
hey, Gina. The whole show's here.
Hello?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
What's this about?
This is about a segment that we do called a second date update, and we're trying to help one of our listeners meet up with you again after you already went out with him one time. His name is Chris.
Yeah, I know Chris, but did I sign up for this?
No, this isn't something you signed up for. Chris emailed us because he told us about your guys' first date together.
Oh.
He's a spontaneous guy, that Chris, right? Pretty funny, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's quite the charmer.
Yeah.
He is. We love him.
Is that good?
You told us about the little practical joke that he played.
I would love to know what was going through your head when he put a blindfold on you.
Or you
put it on yourself, I guess. But
well, I mean, at that point, I didn't have a choice. I was in his car.
Well, you had a choice to put the blindfold on. You could have said no.
I mean,
you were fully committed.
I was committed. I mean, I like him. And I mean, it was low-key funny at the end of the day, so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we got the sense that you must have liked him because we heard that you even invited him over one time.
It was one night, Jeff. It was
nighttime.
Oh my God.
I don't know specifically.
Why are you so hung up on that?
I was meant to feel like an idiot for it.
What? Okay.
Well, you invited him over at some point, and he says that he went there and that you didn't answer the door.
Oh, so he told you that part, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It was a pretty important part of everything, right? Because that's when you stopped responding to him.
Well, the weird thing is that normally when we do this segment, people will ghost each other over text or they'll just, like, break off communication. They won't actually set up a time to meet that person at their own place and then just not show up and answer the door.
Yeah, that's peculiar.
You know, kind of like the old school physically doing it thing. So, creates a lot more mystery.
She's just watching into the keyhole.
We're just trying to help Chris get some understanding of what's going on between you two.
Yeah.
You know, given his well thought out plan, I wanted to get him back, and my plan didn't work.
Wait,
what?
Didn't work?
You were setting up a whole elaborate prank to prank him back.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
What didn't work? What part of the plan? Yeah.
So I texted him that night, and I said, hey, do you want to hook up?
Hey, all right.
Oh, it was a hookup text. Oh.
Right. And so I was like, I need you to come over in a half hour.
Oh, that should have been the red flag for him is the half hour, because he gave her a half hour.
You're just mirroring his prank in your own way.
Because he still felt
way.
For it.
I would not have gotten it. I would have been like, oh, my gosh, we're hooking up. Oh, my gosh, we're hooking up.
And so what's the joke?
So, I mean, it was late, and he did come over.
Oh,
and the thing is that I have a friend who's a tow truck driver.
Okay.
So I live on the third floor, and I have a clear view to the street view, and he would have seen the tow truck driver hook up his car.
Hook to the front of his car?
Wait, you weren't going to answer the door, and you were going to get his car towed, and that was the joke?
Yeah, I mean, not fully towed, but, you know, hooked up at least to the tow truck.
Okay. Friend drives around the block and then drops it off.
So that was the joke. You invited him to be hooking up. And what you meant was hooking up his car to a tow truck.
What else would you have done? He did the whole seafood fillet of fish thing.
That's a stretch.
It's a little far.
So I don't think he got the joke.
It's more sophisticated.
Wait, did the tow truck thing happen? Because he didn't tell us about it.
No, see, that's the thing. My friend had another call where he actually was going to make some money, and he had to leave.
Oh, that's why your plan failed.
No. Well, good thing you didn't call a real tow truck.
So why haven't you called him back?
Well, because I'm trying to set this up again. It was a great idea.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you're not letting the joke go?
You guys may be meant for each other.
Honestly.
No, you got him. It's ruined.
Well, it wouldn't have been ruined if we didn't call her out on it.
I know. I'm sorry. Yes. We totally screwed this up for you, your whole plan, because... Actually, Chris has been on the other line listening to this conversation the entire time.
Are you guys kidding me?
No.
We hooked you up.
Oh, that was good, Jose.
I'm trying to play off.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know that it was an elaborate prank.
You guys, you ruined everything.
Sorry.
That's our bad. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, wow. This is not cool, Gina. Not cool.
What?
Oh, wait. Come on, Chris.
Why aren't you laughing, Chris? I thought this would be exactly your type of humor.
Yeah, but my car? That's an expensive car. You got to be careful. I mean, she's going to have my car towed. You could damage the car. What did I do? I brought her to McDonald's.
Didn't know we had the fun police on the phone right now. Jeez, Chris.
I mean, he is right. I have had buddies have damaged their car while they're getting towed.
You took her to fish fillet.
But the plan, I don't think the plan was to totally like tow your car away to some like car lot and make you pay to get it out. I think it was just like to hook it up as a joke, right, Gina?
Right. I mean, it would have worked had my friend not had to leave for a real call. I mean,
I'm glad the plan didn't work. That's not even a prank. I mean, my pranks are good.
Oh, God. Dude, I thought you were going to be so excited. You just found out this woman that you like was planning on seeing you again.
Yeah.
Listen, this doesn't work. In a relationship, there's only room for, like, one funny person, not two.
Oh, God.
Okay, I agree with him on that. Yeah.
And it's the same thing with the morning show. Only one of us can be funny in here.
Yeah, that's Jeff.
No, I don't know who it is.
The fillet of fish wasn't that funny, honestly.
Oh, don't tell him that.
Oh, okay.
This is going south a little bit.
I can't believe you found a woman who was okay with being pranked into a McDonald's dinner, and you're negative about
Blindfolded.
I forgot that.
I mean, look, Chris, she's able to brush off your prank. Why can't you just brush off hers and laugh with her?
Well, her prank is borderline dangerous. And you know she's going to try to prank me again somehow. And who knows? She might set the house on fire. I don't know. Like, this isn't.
Well, he's not wrong. I have about 4 or 5 ideas. So I can't wait.
Oh, so there is a prank coming.
I think they're coming whether they go out again or not.
Yeah.
Okay. Watch your back, Chris.
The war has started.
Well, I mean, there's unfinished business between you guys, whether it's romance or pranking each other. So I'm going to offer to send you guys out again on another date that we would pay for. Plus, we'll toss in a couple of Brooke and Jeffrey whoopee cushions from our prize closet.
I'm probably going to stop you right there and just say that I'm not interested and
what?
I'm probably going to pass on this.
Bro,
yeah, I'm
are
out.
You kidding?
Are you kidding?
It was one bad joke.
What
give her another
stick
chance.
In the mud.
I'm not sure if I apologize to Gina here or if I apologize to Chris, or maybe I should just apologize to the listeners.
Yeah,
listeners,
why?
I'm sorry that you had to sit through all of that. Yeah.
It was all a joke.
Pranked.
It was just a joke.
We got you. Second date phone tap.
We're so good.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Why doesn't anybody just blurt out, "I love you" anymore on the first date?
Huh?
Why is it that now everybody's like, "I saw an Instagram video and now I'm going to trick the person and prank them and then they're going to prank me back and now everything's confusing and unclear," but that's just how dating is.
Because it's the internet trend right now.
Yeah.
I think even before the internet, nobody's blurting out, "I love you" on the first date, Jeff. That was weird in like 1850.
Those were the good old days. I am begging anybody, listen, if you recently went on a first date and you confessed your undying love for them in the first 10 minutes and you're wondering why they're not calling you back, shoot us an email. I would love to do an easy, simple, straightforward call like that.
What are you gonna say? Why? You just tell them, because they don't love you back? Like,
no,
what do you want?
They were too perfect.
Yes.
And
where are those calls?
I don't know what world you and Jose are living in right now, but I don't think it exists.
I'm having a good time in it.
Yeah.
No, I guess we'll just stick with the total confusion and game playing and pranking.
All right.
It makes for great radio, Jeff. Isn't that what we're here for?
That is true. The text board is lit up.
Yeah.
I just know my head hurts right now.
But I love it crazy.
Can always email the show. We'll call that person who isn't calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.